done with what you were doing. You're not standing on the concrete. You're not twisting, trying to jock them dies around and do the repairs and pull all them heavy pieces out of there. So that all of that stuff's going to help. But there's neither of us young. So, you know, you're going to deal with it, especially if they can't do anything surgically to relieve any of the stress. Stay off M15. We're not gonna be driving around up and down 15 tomorrow, because tomorrow starts the garage sales, and I don't attend them because I've got too much crap to get rid of already.
Yeah, thanks for the warning. I forgot about those garage sales. Yeah, always a fun time dodging the cars and the idiots and all that stuff. But I agree with you on too much stuff. Same here.
Find out what else is on this lighter circuit, or I'm going to have to do some rewiring because it's popping them 20-amp cigarette fuse. I got a breaker coming that'll reset itself, but the fuse isn't blowing in the radio itself, so it's got to be something. Man, they're just setting up all over. It's going to be a zoo tomorrow.
Wow, dude. So, wait a minute, so it's not blowing the fuse integral with the vehicle, it's blowing the inline fuse with the rig?
I'm putting a breaker in the vehicle because it's popping a 20, but the fuse that's in the rig is not popping. So it's not overloading the factory fuse in the rig.
Okay, good, that's good. Yeah, it's wild, man. Interesting. I know, well, and are you running that radio up at the 25 watts or whatever?
Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking no more. Pop that fuse. I'm putting a breaker in there so it'll reset itself, but I got to dig around. I think I got a schematic for this that shows if there's, I think there's something else, because it'll run for days on end, not have a problem. But every once in a while, something happens. I don't know if it's when I'm running heater or something kicks on, and it maybe the air conditioner or something for the defrost. I don't know, but it pops it. And no, I'm only running like 10 watts.
Yeah, okay, well, that's wild. What a bummer, man. Yeah, you need to direct tap off of the battery or something.
If I get this thing so it'll lock up a little more trustworthy, I'll probably put my old Kenwood I got from Chuck. He's been dead for a while, but that does a solid 50. Thing is, it doesn't have any kind of receive PL, which is all right, but what I would do with that is I would put a fuse buddy in there, and I would tap off of an ignition source and run a relay and a secondary fuse, and then feed that Kenwood, bolt it in the car, hide it somewhere in the car and bolt it in, and then I'd do 50 watts. With this antenna, that would be just fine, I think.
You're connected to CMN Network.